This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Whatever your taste, you'll find it weeknights on Joy 94.9. Tasty. Something for everybody.
13 minutes to 8, you are listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. And if you're in Sydney, then you are on Star Observer Digital, your sex, sexuality and gender diverse digital radio station. Joining in the panel tonight is, of course, myself, Dylan, Kat and Nelson. And we have got some messages in over our topics, mainly all surrounding our topic about alcohol and drug dependency. Nelson, we have one in from Stephen.
Stephen Barber, biological father of mine. It says, "Hi guys, great subject, but dependency has so many factors to it. I have abstained from using alcohol and any mood altering substances for over 20 years, and I am fine around it or any other substances. But I do know that it doesn't matter how much or how often, it's not being able to guarantee your behavior is when it's an issue. That is when the substance controls you and not the other way around." Very valid. Point.
Yeah, definitely.
We also have a message in from Scotty saying, "Hi guys, the outer world I present as a confident, self-assured guy and some have called me aloof and arrogant, but I'm actually more shy and introverted. I think we need to reach out and talk. We use alcohol and substances to build a false sense of confidence. This is really important dialogue. Thanks," from Scotty.
Thanks, yeah. Scotty.
Thanks for messaging in. But we have reached that time of the night that we love and know as gay school.
There's a bear in there and a chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's gay school.
Oh, in there.
I've been warming up all week for this. Voice
non-stop
exercises every 10 minutes or so.
That's perfect. That's just what we need right here in Gen Next.
Definitely.
Now, kicking off, there's an amazing article from Charles Barkley, who's a basketball legend over in the States.
Basically, Charles Barkley has come out to reject NFL homophobia. He's come out to slam homophobia in the sports world while speaking up for the openly gay NFL prospect Michael Sam. He's regarded as one of basketball's most outspoken individuals following his 16-year career in the NBA, and he's a vocal supporter of gay rights and marriage equality.
It's actually, did you see the YouTube video by any chance?
Yeah. Well, No, I didn't.
It was from CNN that, from the talk that he had with Wolf Blitzer last Monday night. And he's saying that, you know, as an African-American man, African-Americans, they should be more inclusive as, you know, from the plights and the struggles from slavery and trying to reach full equality with, I guess, white American populace. But he kept saying that you have to be inclusive because these are people, they're people. And the thing that I took the most out of it was how he was saying that it's an insult to gay people that think that they're going to be looking at their teammates in a sexual way.
Yeah, they wouldn't be that good at their sport and have gotten so far if they were there just to pick up, right?
It's like, oh yeah, I've been doing all this training so I can stare at these guys in the locker room. That's really demeaning.
Yeah, totally. And you look at, I guess, our own gay athletes, like Jai Wallace and Matthew Mitchum, the Olympic gold medalist diver, and you can clearly see that they're just people. We're just
Definitely. And what's actually great is that there was an anonymous poll taken that showed that out of the 51 NFL players that were surveyed, 44 said that sexual orientation did not matter to them, which is good. That's very high.
So really high.
Yeah, that's really great.
Yeah,
I think.
Pretty positive change for the future.
Nelson, what other articles do we have?
We have Rainbow Labour gets history lesson over false claims. Rainbow Labour has been caught exaggerating the historical record concerning the ALP's role in decriminalising homosexuality in New South Wales. The accusations against Labour's internal LGBTI group were made by Gary Wutherspoon, a historian and gay rights movement figure who was part of the fight for the 1984 law reforms. In an email sent to members late last month, Rainbow Labour called for donations towards its upcoming Mardi Gras float while crediting the New South Wales ALP party for historical reforms. From what I've heard, that was not the case.
Yeah, that's actually quite the opposite. When gay rights lobby founder and Pride History Group president Lex Watson, another activist in the homosexual decriminalisation campaign, said no political party could lay claim to the repeal in 1984.
Power to the people.
And credit goes to actually to the handful of individuals, initially all Labour and some minority independents. We should acknowledge George Pedersen, in particular Frank Walker, Jack Ferguson and Barry Unsworth. That's what Watson told the Star Observer. It's actually, I do believe from memory that, well, not because I was there, but.
How old are you?
Yeah, you're a bit older than us, Dylan.
And now I hate you. The Labour Party were not for repealing anything towards same-sex attraction.
Right.
Let's touch on an awesome honour for Anna Bligh.
Yeah, speaking of recognising and acknowledging people in the community or supporting the community, Anna Bligh, well done. I mean, this article is great. It touches on how Anna Bligh is going to be honoured this weekend with the Pride Spirit Award at Sunshine Coast Pride Festival, which is great. She's done a lot for the community.
Yeah, and this isn't like a recent event either. Like,
no.
Back when she was the Queensland Family Minister in 98, she put forward a bill to allow same-sex relationships to be protected with the same jurisdiction that domestic violence laws have for heterosexual counterparts.
That's fantastic, because that was actually at a time when the National Party held a majority, not a majority of seats, but...
And there's a lot of One Nation.
One Nation, 11 members of the One Nation Party were in the Queensland Parliament at the time. So she was, you know, moving forward at a rapid rate. Mm.
She also, more recent events were her support for marriage equality, but she was also honoured because of the Civil Partnerships Act that she introduced into Queensland, which allowed same-sex couples to have civil unions, as well as the removal of discriminatory laws to provide same-sex couples access to surrogacy and parental recognition.
I think something that really stood out for me in this article is the quote, "People were still getting arrested just because of their sexuality." And that's not ancient history, that's the 1980s. Yeah. And, I mean, that's not that long ago at all.
In Queensland, it was actually around the time that she was first elected that homosexuality was decriminalised in Queensland.
Mm.
So that was mid-90s, really.
Yeah.
It's strange to think, because, you know, we all like to unite as a nation and say we're all very progressive. There is quite a disparity between the states sometimes.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. Mm. Dylan and I are making eye contact. We both lived in Queensland for a period. Look, Queensland is great in some ways, in others, sometimes not quite as on the ball as we would hope.
I think the only biggest detriment right now would be what's going on. All the marvellous achievements that Bligh put forward have been swiftly muted by Campbell Newman.
Mm-mm.
But hey, it's 5 minutes to eight. We're out of time for tonight. But thank you to Scotty and Stephen for messaging in.
Thanks
and
a lot, guys.
To all of our listeners on Joy 94.9 and our Sydney siders on Digital Star Observer. We'll be back next week, but make sure that you don't go anywhere because World Wide Wave is on right after us, and that show's pretty boss. We'll talk to you next week.
See you later.
Wow.
Hey, this is Joel Creasy. You're listening to Generation Next, a show for charismatic, charming, attractive, funny young people like myself on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.